Macmillan Audio presents The Sunflower House by Adriana Allegri. Read for you by Barry Krynick, Saskia Marleveld, and Dallin Bradford. For my mother, Germana Preto Allegri, who taught me I could do anything I set my mind to, and who was a woman of enormous strength, compassion, and grace.
Prologue. Summer 2006. Ramsey, New Jersey. Katrine. The call from Englewood Hospital comes at 2 o'clock in the morning. My husband and I jolt awake to the telephone's sharp bring, but I'm first to reach the phone. The nurse's calm, measured voice is somehow more terrifying than his words. It's only George's arm around my shoulder that keeps the shaft of panic in my throat from erupting in a scream. My 86-year-old mother is in the ER, with a sprained wrist, contusions, and a bump to the head.
"Your mom was lucky. Given her age, the injuries are minor," the nurse says. "Can you come pick Alina up and drive her home?"
My mother didn't want to bother us in the middle of the night, according to the nurse. She showed up to the hospital alone, in a damn taxi. Unbelievable. I thank him and hang out before giving in to tears. George tugs me close and rubs my back until the ache in my chest eases.
"We dodged another bullet," he murmurs against my ear. "She's fine, Kat. Your mom's a strong woman, like you."
"I know," I whisper.
"Let me come with you."
There's no sense in having us both at the hospital, so I tell George to stay here. I'll need his quiet strength and humor later on today, and he can call the girls once I get Mother home, run interference if need be. Maggie and Bryn may be grown with families of their own, but they're fiercely protective of their gran. My sweet husband brews me a cup of tea while I dress. He hands me the mug with my morning blood pressure meds.
"It's early, but take him now," George says. "Pressure's probably going through the roof."
He sighs hard as I pace the kitchen, then gives me a look I've seen many times. A loving, hazel-eyed stare down that's half order, half plea. One that says,
"Take a breath, Kat. For me, please."
After 40 years, George knows every dark corner of my control freak heart. I find comfort in his gravelly baritone and the warmth of his fingers as they cover mine. The man doesn't let me leave the house until my hands are steady. I make the half-hour drive to Englewood in 23 minutes, with a swarm of worries buzzing around in my head. How did she fall? Will she need more help or in-home care?
There's also the tired argument we've fought for months.
The one that always ends in guilt. Should I have convinced her to come live with us last year when she gave up her car? Like other women with elderly parents, I'm learning how to mother my own mother. Most days are a clumsy dance of love and fear and angst, filled with missteps that make me heartsick and weary. When I finally lay eyes on her in the emergency room, relief has me lightheaded. My mother has a small bandage above her left eyebrow and a wrap around her right wrist. Purple bruises are beginning to bloom on her arms. And yet she's sitting up on the edge of the hospital bed, holding court over the medical staff while they check her vitals. Her back is straight, the slender legs are swinging, and that regal chin is high in the air. After she orders an aide to fetch a glass of water, the nurse laughs. She's a force of nature. An 86-year-old hurricane of a woman. Laughing through tears, I push past the gap in the curtain around her hospital bed. Her eyebrows lift in mild surprise, as if I've turned up late for our weekly lunch date.
"Ah, there you are, Katchen,"
she says in her commanding German accent, using a pet name I haven't heard in decades. More tears, but I blink them back and take
sample complete. Ready to continue?